7 after the hour. It's the Grr Factor on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. There was very little impact from the hurricane in Washington. It was, the big warning was New York, Philadelphia, Washington get wiped out.
Maryland had more trouble, though, than I think they expected.
Up in Baltimore, when you get into northern Maryland, and then over in western Maryland, wow, they got dumped on with big-time snow.
Yeah, it's out western Maryland and West Virginia.
West Virginia and western like Virginia.
But that will be gone because the weather's warming up.
It's helping them dig its ski season ready.
But really?
Yeah, they're digging out. They got the National Guard over there helping to dig out.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
I love that National Guard. Let's hear it. Yeah. Everybody... Let's hear it for the National Guard. Hip, hip, hooray!
People.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hoorah.
Okay, so the email address here is Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Rich at DougSteffen.com, and our social media connections. Jennifer and I have had a conference while you were gone, Rich.
Oh, good.
A big powwow.
A confab.
Yeah, confab.
I like that word.
Right, about Facebook questions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And very enlightening as to what people actually are interested in and how you think about what the issues of the day are. And some of the things we put up there are fun. The silly stuff about Halloween. We got a lot of Halloween stuff today. I don't have Roberto Fasanelli to play with. But I was thinking we can't really do a same brain, frame drain game without Roberta. But as it is Halloween.
Because the rest of us would know the answers to the questions.
Right, exactly. There's the... as we are in a situation where we need to acknowledge Halloween today and sort of put some of the things about the disasters off the table. Because, again, you can get all of this from the other programs that are around. So let us present you with something different. Although there are people who complain, Richie, that we aren't doing things as differently as we say we do. For example, Rita in Portland, Oregon said, Doug, I'd like to have $10 for every time you say, quote, we are not a political show, end quote. I could travel the world. Have you checked Snopes about your Whopper this morning? I enjoy your show when the topic is something beside politics. And I understand that's why we do this.
Okay, what was your Whopper?
Yeah, and which Whopper was she talking about?
What is that suggestion? What do you mean, which Whopper was she talking about?
You have several Whoppers every single day.
Well, no, I don't. I've never had a Whopper in my life.
What are you talking
about? I've never been into a Burger King, in fact, in my life.
You've been into a Burger King.
I thought she was talking about Whopper like a story.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, she was.
I want to know.
The story was about Muslims being exempt from Obamacare. Remember when I read that?
Oh, yeah.
And you agreed with me, by the way. Richie, you agreed with me.
No, yeah, they're
yeah, you did.
There is some fact in that story, except that Muslims have not been approved to be exempt from Obamacare, but certain Native American tribes have.
Yeah. Okay. So, how is that? You just miss, if I, I think Muslims, what that does is do things that I don't like to do. I don't
picking
like
taking on those Indians and the Muslims. Again.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like to get in on all of that with everybody else. It just bothers me a lot. So I'm going to lay something else on. You ready for this?
I got somebody bashing you on my Facebook page. If you want to hear that too.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Which do you want to do? That bash first, or do you want to hear the latest story that will send Rita over the top? Which do you want to do?
No,
first?
Finish up with Rita, and then we'll do the story that bashes you on my Facebook page.
Okay. Now I want to know whether you know this. And whether or not Snopes agrees with this, or whether Rita will think this is a Whopper.
By the way, I don't know that I trust Snopes anymore.
I don't trust him at all, because what's-his-face funds it. All right. So, George
Soros.
So, here's your Whopper, Rita.
So, whether it's right or left, there's a vent.
Right.
Way, it's not independent.
So, the announcement has been made, but not very loudly, that Lockheed Martin is laying off 123,000 workers just before Christmas. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Lockheed Martin laying off 123,000 workers before Christmas. And the people who are in the pejorative, as a, you know, the people on the left or the right or Republicans, Democrats, want them to be reelected, don't want them reelected, suggest the president is trying to hold off any announcement until after the election. Lockheed laying off 123,000 defense workers because of the downsizing of the military, so the Drudge report suggested yesterday. It's been this person who sent me the email, Richie, suggests that he checked it out on Google. The law requires Lockheed to give 60-day notices to all employees going to get fired. The drop-dead date means it has to be today or tomorrow when the announcement is made. Since this would not be good for his reelection, the president, according to this story from this listener, has promised the government will cover all Lockheed severance packages to fired employees if Lockheed would not release the names and locations of those losing their jobs. I'm not sure that I buy this myself.
No.
But it was in The Hill, supposedly.
Really?
And the reference, I have the reference to the story in The Hill, which I will send along to you and we can post it, because this is not going to be in the regular news media. This is a story that's actually attributed to Senator Lindsey Graham, and that's who's quoted in the article that's in The Hill.
So here it is on.
You find it?
ABC News, The Hill, The Atlantic Wire, Business Week.
Have you heard
any? But they're all saying Lockheed drops plans to issue layoffs.
Ah. So why would that be?
Lockheed will not issue layoffs. Here it is in The Post.
Mm-hmm. Why would that be?
These are all dated October 1st.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
Right. And they have until the beginning of the next month, which is tomorrow. I just wonder.
All these stories are dated October 1st and says Lockheed Martin bows to administration, delays layoff notices.
Ah, okay. So maybe there is something to it.
Maybe there is.
Yeah. And so why do you think it was first announced by these people in October, first part of October, and we're just now learning about it now? Have you heard anything, either of you, Jennifer or Rich, heard anything about this prior to me mentioning it just a few minutes ago?
Nope.
I haven't heard a word about it.
After Obama, here's the Hill story. After Obama guidance, Lockheed won't lay off notices. So maybe there is something to it.
Okay. Hmm. So, Rita, love you, baby.
You're terrible.
Stick that in your ear and see what you do with it.
I'll be nice.
I'm being nice. I'm having fun with it. Why everybody gets so serious? Relax. Will you?
Yeah, stop being so serious.
Think about what you would like. Here's something that I've learned, and I've actually been thinking about this. I've been doing my reading this week into how to make things better in your own life.
And how's that working out for you?
Well, yeah. It's realizing that all of the money that it takes to run this program comes out of New York, and New York is closed.
Pretty much.
So, anyway.
All those positive thinking books don't take account the weather.
I spoke to two people from one of your biggest advertisers yesterday, and it's pretty much shut down this week.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So that means, let's see. We have crackers and tomato soup this week.
That's actually not a bad deal.
And little Easley Farm ice cream for dessert. I'll be
there
all
you
set.
Go.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's just, it is, I'm the same as all the other small business people. We depend to pay you. We have to get paid ourselves. And in order for us to get paid, the people that we get the money from have to get paid. You think anything's going to happen in New York this week? You think anybody even is in their office?
Nope.
This week? You think any checks are going to be written? You think any banks are going to do anything? No transactional stuff? So what do you do if you have people that are waiting to go to the grocery store? And if you're running a small business, how do you take care of them? You know, some people have cash reserves, some people don't. But there are a lot of people who are, it's all the trickle-down stuff. And it's really kind of an interesting sidebar to this reality.
Overreact when the stock exchange opens this morning.
Overreact and go down? Have it make it go down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Well, it's Richie, with that group, it's all pure politics.
They are crazy
all
as the day is long.
Pure politics, as much of this is. At any rate, it's 800-510-8255 to get to us. Actually, we have some Halloween.
You need to play a couple of commercials that you won't get paid for another month. So
yeah.
At some point, get to those.
Why don't we do that now, Richie?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
All right, so Jennifer is going to do the television report. We have no Queen of Cheap today because we have no Queen of Cheap. We have no Queen of Cheap report.
She's without power.
She has no power in any place that she owns.
She actually
owns.
Fared pretty well, though. That boat of hers.
Compared to some, yeah.
She has a big old sailboat.
Yeah.
I thought that thing was history.
Ripped off the mast in the...
Not
in
bad,
the,
though.
It,
for
just,
the...
it just took a mooring off and some lights and
sails.
Stuff like that. Yeah, but other than that, it's...
Oh.
It's
yep.
Okay. Her boat, all of her, she owns four properties in New York. All okay.
Yeah.
Some minor damage. She came out okay.
Yeah. Well, there's no power, though.
No
it's not,
power.
That's not individually her thing. That's the whole city of New York. Imagine the subways with 14 feet of water in them.
How'd you like
begin
to be the
imagine?
Guy that has that job
clean
of cleaning
that
the water out of the subway
right.
tunnels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so Jen,
still
what
be
do we
clean.
Have?
There's the positive side.
The, yeah. The television report coming up in the next half hour will include stories about...
I'm going to give you a few little hits about some of the things that have been canceled due to Hurricane
really?
Sandy on TV, plus some new shows coming back to NBC, and a new hit for Kim Cattrall.
Hmm. Halloween comedy coming up, plus the story of Disney moving in on Lucasfilms. It's a 21 After on Good Day.
For sure, your little eye will be a-winking.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay?
Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Devin Delora opening the show with I Who Have Nothing. I Have Nothing.
This is a tough song to sing.
Who was the original? Is this Whitney Houston?
Whitney.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
If you watch any of this, Richie, you've been seeing a little bit of it
now.
Yeah. Oh, they're back now. This is, the second week of The Voice?
I watched... 2 episodes of Overhauling with Chip Foose on DVR, and that was it for me for the evening.
Laura Vivas was the next singer on The Voice, the knockout round, I Need to Know.
Santana and
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas. That's it, right. Alright, so what happens here is there are 2 singers against one another from the different teams, right?
Right.
And it's the knockout round. So this was between Devin and Laura.
Well,
and the
Devin
judges
has to win it.
Who?
Devin has.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, Devin won it. Yep. Okay, next round, Adrian Louise started with Already Gone.
Pretty, you would hear this on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
What a thing.
Alright. So the next contestant in this knockout round is Celica Westbrook.
Oh, that's good too.
Richie, why don't you play the audio from Adam and Blake getting a little testy about the choices here, because one's obviously from one team, one's from the other team.
You both had different things that made you strong. Adriana, you know, you got a really powerful, incredible, very Team Christina voice. You know, you really do.
Thanks,
Okay, Blake Shelton, some thoughts on that.
I think y'all both had your pitchy moments, but you both had your redeeming moments also.
You've been a little bit harsh.
Huh?
You've been hard-ass lately. You always start off with pitch. You're mean. I wouldn't want you to judge me.
Adam, you've been a little, not pitchy, that's the word I was saying.
Christina,
give us some thoughts on the knockout.
So Adrian Louise wins. According to Christina, she chose Adrian Louise. So up next, Alessandra Guerco. Guerco, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, close enough.
Take a Vow. Knockout round on The Voice. Music. The focus of our lives, and a lot of people watching this show. This is one of the reasons NBC's got such good ratings. You knew that, right, Jen?
This is huge. This is it.
Yeah. Just setting the stone. Other than American Idol, this is number 2 here on the show. What's that?
I'm trying to listen to her.
Why? Nah. All right, Des Duran, Stuck on You.
I kind of like it, a little country flair.
Yeah. And the judges did too. He won this competition.
Yeah.
right, next up is Siobhan.
The talent seems a little bit stronger now than in past weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Siobhan opens this knockout round. Dancing with myself. All right, next is Deborah with You Found Me. She won the round. Let's see here. Sylvia Yacoub also won. Let's see here. Liz Davis won a round, if you're a fan of hers. Let's see here. Terry McDermott won a round as well. All the results from last night's Voice on NBC.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today and see terms of use.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
America, I hope I have your attention because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of our...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze-Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have a lot of different songs that bring in each half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 33 after the hour. Jennifer's going to check what's going on in the world of television. We have some Halloween. You know the story of it. Well, anyway, the whole world is surreal. Really, I just sent an email to Meredith thinking about how surreal everything is. New York is closed.
Yeah.
Done. Finished. Not forever, but this week. I was just looking at some email from some of the people I do business with. They're all working where they can if they live far enough out so they have power. They're working from home trying to do the best they can. They can't even put together some of the things that we need to have, the basic things. And then, you know, for our running, just to give you a little behind the scenes, when Richie... When I say that Richie is at our control studio in Washington, in front of him are all of the elements that it takes, both on computers and in paper, the things that are necessary to sort of put this whole program together. It's the shape, the form, if you will. I mean, I can keep the tone up or down or wherever I want it to be, but Richie is responsible for the guts of what you hear. And so if he doesn't have a lot of information from people as to what they want us to do, whether it's commercials or other things that are part of the program, it's, you know, we kind of grab our butts and move ahead. And so that's really...
We're good at that, actually.
We are pretty good at it.
Yeah.
We've
learned really good
from doing it for a long time. But you don't expect it to be grabbing your butt when it comes to this stuff. We grab our butt when it comes to other things, but you don't expect it to be a grab-butt mentality. And it is. Everything... The business world, the political world, if you don't think this is a grab-butt time, you know, the whole business, the back and forth of polling and how much influence the pollsters are having or not having, I'm surprised
how much of an effect that this is going to have on
people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, is there the polls on one side show that Mr. Obama is not doing well next to Mr. Romney in the swing states. The Romney's ahead in three or four of the states, including Ohio. He's a little ahead. And then the Obama people will pull out something else that says, oh, no, Obama's ahead by a point or two in this state or that state. And they are pointing to, look at how well he's doing presidentially with the storm, et cetera, et cetera. And so you just wonder what to believe. But it's not only that. It's just... That when I think this is the first time I actually ever thought this is the we're in the 25th anniversary year of this program. That's the first time I've ever thought about how connected I am to New York, because everything that we do pretty much is in terms of, you know, I've owned this program, belongs to me. And so all of the work that Richie does and Jennifer does and all of us to put this together behind the scenes, we have to have a source of funding for it. And the funding comes out of New York. It comes out of the advertising agencies who represent the clients that you hear being advertised. So if they're not in their offices and the systems don't work, we don't know what to do.
Well, we do know what to do. That said, most of it is planned weeks in advance.
Right, that stuff's planned weeks in advance.
This week we're fine. It's next week that we're going to be, the week after.
Right. And then, trying to collect money from these people, that they're trying to collect money from other people who are trying to collect it from another source.
Because let me tell you something. They don't send a check as soon as a commercial plays anyway.
No.
They don't? That's not how it works?
Certainly.
90 days.
Anyway. All right, so we have, speaking of New York, Roberta Facinelli, who is the Queen of Sheep, has decided to grace us with her presence to give us an update. What are you coughing about?
Are you barking?
Are you crying? What are you doing?
She's here. It's exciting.
I don't know whether to cry, to laugh. I mean, the situation is so bad here. It's just...
But you heard me use the word surreal.
It is surreal.
I mean, I'm not even there. I'm just looking at stuff. But I know how it's affected me and my business. And I just wonder about life in general in New York. That word has to apply, Roberta.
Well, it's very, very surreal. Right now, I've been on Long Island since the storm. I left Manhattan on Saturday and came out to our Long Island home, and we're without power here, and they're telling us it could be 2 weeks before power is restored here. I mean, the entire area, they say 80% of Long Island Power Authority's customers are without power, and we drove around a little bit yesterday, and I have to say probably every other tree that's down is on top of a power line.
Yeah.
And there are power lines laying across main roads with cars driving over them. It's just an unbelievable
I'm going to come out and say it now. The whole above-ground power line thing is over.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Back in, when you were in the Dust Bowl in the 30s in Oklahoma, and there wasn't as populated of areas, okay, no problem. But nowadays...
This is something that Congress should mandate, even though the power companies would fight them tooth and nail.
It's going on here in D.C.
Business, billions of dollars.
In D.C. after 9/11, they set aside billions of dollars to make D.C. Terrorist proof.
Right. You got to get the lines underground to do that.
Yet we get a storm blow through here and the whole city is shut down.
Yeah.
The derecho shut down the city for a week. You don't need terrorists. All you need is a good storm, a thunderstorm.
Yeah. What's even more surreal is that, I also live in Manhattan on 29th Street, and everything below 34th Street is dark because the 14th Street Con Ed substation literally blew up.
Well, it was underwater.
I saw that,
It blew up. It was underwater and blew up.
The other thing that people have seen, the parking lots where the cabs are, the water
flooded.
The water is over the hood and the trunk. So the only thing you can see is the top part of the car. Those cars are all going to be junk. It's not
and
one of those.
The underground garages in the lower levels that got flooded, it's a sight to see. The cars are just bobbing up and down. They're floating in the garages. And the water now has turned red from all of the stuff leaking out of the cars. I mean, it's a toxic wasteland.
Yeah.
And let's not talk about the subways. I saw a picture of the Bowling Green Station, which has this humongous big entrance. It's a swimming pool. The water in the station has completely inundated it to where it's come up to street level.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking is one thing it's definitely going to do is cut down the rat population in the subway system.
Well, it'll drown.
Can you imagine all those drowned rats?
They're drowned rats.
We were talking, there's a whole contingent of homeless people who live in the subways. So they haven't even,
weren't they cleared out, though?
In the media. Not necessarily. A lot of them don't have access to any type of communication, and they might have sought shelter in there like they normally do when the weather is bad. They actually go into the subway tunnels way underground. There's a whole community that lives down there. So, it's a little bit worried about, what happened to these people who were down there.
Well, in New York especially.
Even in my community here, the local high school, in fact, my husband and daughter just went down there to take their shift to volunteer. They've opened up a shelter there because nobody has electricity at all. and nobody has heat. Yeah. And a lot of people have electric cooking. People don't have a way to cook. All the restaurants are closed. With the exception of one supermarket in the area, all the supermarkets are closed. And I was thinking about all that rotting meat is just going to be awful.
Well, the food everywhere is rotting.
And this is a very, very well-to-do area on Long Island. I joke, I live in the poor part of town. Just north of us here are homes on Long Island Sound that are in the tens of millions of dollars.
Yep.
I mean, major, major wealth just to the north of us, about 2 miles north. And even these people, unless they have a generator, don't have power, don't have cooking, have nothing. So they opened up the local high school as a shelter for the community, which is just, you know, bizarre when you think about it. And even the New York City schools, I don't expect schools to be back online for at least 2 weeks. That's what they told me last night when we went down to the high school to see what they needed and what we could bring over.
You know,
they told us at least 2 weeks.
One of the things that's so interesting about how we are all connected, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a cattle dealer yesterday, and he told me the markets have gone. Yesterday was auction day, and the markets were way off, not only because they didn't have the same supply of meat.
They weren't going to be able to sell the products.
They weren't
going to
be able to, right, or to, again, the clearinghouse.
How many steaks are not being eaten
in
New York City this week?
Is the clearinghouse in New York for so many things. I don't think until this happened that most people realized how dependent our country is more on New York than it is Washington.
Mm-hmm.
New York is the financial hub, not only of our country,
but
of the world.
When those reports were going around that the stock exchange had flooded, now I know they have an alternate location where they can run the stock exchange, but that's the only thing out of all this that really made me go, "Oh my God!"
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest is like, you know, people injured. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's sad. But the thing that really affects this country is if Wall Street were to just be shut down.
Mm-hmm. So, Roberta, you were in New York during 9/11.
Yeah.
How does the city shut down compare now? Was the city more shut down than it was during 9/11?
I think significantly less because we had power. If nothing else, we had power. We had communication. We had TV.
Yeah.
We had radio.
Mm-hmm.
There was a way to keep track of what was going on. I had a hand-cranked radio that has been extraordinarily useful. That's how we've been finding out what's going on. And I have an iPad with Verizon. It's funny, AT&T is totally out in the area. Anybody who has AT&T on their iPad or phone, they're out of luck. But Verizon seems to be working and Sprint seems to be working here. But it's just a matter of time, too. How long can the cell towers stay powered up? You know, but it's a lot different from 9/11. 9/11, like I said, we still could get supplies. Supermarkets were still open. You know, the bridges, yes, and tunnels were closed for a few days, but they reopened after 4 or 5 days. So we still had commerce going on. Wall Street was open after one day. So it's very, very different. There's a sense of desperation that I'm beginning to hear and feel because there's no gas. Gas stations aren't running.
Yep.
There's no food. You know,
supermarkets
aren't open.
It's a real kind of a thing.
After a week or two, I'm afraid of what's going to happen.
Don't be afraid. Hold a good thought. Think about what lessons you can learn from all of this, and we'll recreate something that's better. Build on the ashes of Phoenix, or in this case, New York. All right, Roberta. Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, call us tomorrow.
Bye,
and get another update.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Roberta Fasinelli, the Queen of Sheep. No report from her today, but Jennifer has television report coming up here on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some new products to help you prepare for the holidays. Everybody should include the Zippo Emergency Fire Starter in their home preparedness emergency kit. Both waterproof and able to float, it will allow you to start a fire even when you don't have access to matches or lighters. This lifesaver is priced at just $10. The cordless Delta 4 stick vacuum from Rowenta can clean floors and rugs for 40 minutes on a single charge, and its 18 volts of power will remove 99% of the dust from your hard floors. Its triangular head design makes corner cleaning much easier. Available in red, blue, and pearl, it sells for $180. Pinholepress.com makes it very easy to create high-quality, personalized holiday cards and gifts with your digital photos. Just snap, click, and gift. More than 100 holiday card options and hundreds of photo gifts are available with prices starting just under $2. The Cuisinart 3-in-1 Cook Central will save time and space in your kitchen. You can brown and saute ingredients and then switch to the slow cook or steam modes if you choose. It features one-touch controls, a 24-hour timer, and keep warm function. It's priced at $159. And finally, Cuisinart's Perfect Temp programmable tea steeper and kettle can quickly steep your favorite loose teas or tea bags. The 6 preset temperature option will accommodate any kind of tea. It even has a keep warm mode and sells for $129. For more information, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Jennifer Horn updating us on some of the television news today. Jen?
Yes, sir. NBC. Big news over at NBC. They've announced some dates for their upcoming season. The drama Deception, which people are all excited about, it was formerly called Infamous, will now air Mondays at 10 o'clock starting January 7th. Deception also starts on the 7th, and on the 10th, 1600 Penn will start. The Biggest Loser will begin airing in January 6th and 7th. Voice returns for its spring cycle in March, along with Celebrity Apprentice, and Community will be back the first week of February, which will be kind of cool.
Who cares?
What?
Who cares? Community's horrible. What a waste of time.
That's all right. Okay, Live usually does a Halloween show today where the co-hosts always dress up and have some fun. Well, they've moved Halloween because of the storm to November 5th. Also today,
how are they doing these shows in New York in these studios?
Well, the Today Show and Good Morning America are on the air, and they've canceled their Halloween program. Their costume party is just done. But November 5th, they'll bring everything back for Michael and Kelly. American Pie's Chris Klein is going to star in a new Fox comedy produced by Mark Wahlberg. He's going to play a talent agent in the show.
Who's Chris Klein?
You like that? Chris Klein, he used to be in American Pie. He dated Katie Holmes. Very recognizable guy. You'd know him if
he played the nice guy in American Pie.
Right. He did.
Mm-hmm. All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm howling around your kitchen door.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Yeah. It's time now for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, who is in charge of the Pet Show, thepetshow.com, Pet Show on the radio. Pet Joe, he's Mr. Pet. Mr. I wonder what his wife thinks about that, Richie. We call him
Does that
Mr.
make her Mrs. Pet? Pet?
Mrs. Pet.
Mrs. Yeah. Pet.
The Pet folks. They are. Well, anyway, Warren is here with some of the blogs from the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. Lots of animal stories and news coming right up here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here. The Halloween custom of going door to door. Some people bring their dogs. Good idea or not?
Stupid idea. Dumb idea. Really dumb idea. First of all, the normally friendly dog, the dog that loves everyone in the neighborhood, the kid next door, the kids down the block, now he's walking down the street, and the kid down the block, Johnny, who's normally a nice kid, is dressed like Martha Stewart and just freaks the dog out. Yeah. So it's not a good idea to take it. Plus the fact there's all kinds of candies and wrappers on the street that the dog can pick up. So it's just not a safe time. And there are teenagers out there. Yeah.
One of the things my dog would not accept is being inside when all of this fun stuff is going on outside. So what I used to do is while my wife would take the kids around the block is I would stand out on the front porch and hand out candy with Patch and, you know, with a leash right by my side.
That's fine. You had total control. But what happens is a lot of people that take their dogs trick-or-treating on Halloween, there are teenage kids out there that do all kinds of weird things.
Yep.
So you just got to be really, really
careful. Yeah, hey. I mean, I don't know that I would have taken him around the block.
And right. I don't dress my dog up for Halloween. My dog is butt naked on Halloween.
That's yeah, that's stupid.
Hey, I got some quick tips for everyone. I know you guys talk, just one quick tip. I know you guys talked about the storm a lot, but let me just give you one tip, and it's really important, and no one's talking about it. If you live in an area that was flooded, even minor flooding, whatever, when you take your pets out for a walk, please do not let them drink out of the puddles. It could be very, very toxic. I'm already getting reports from veterinarians about that, so be real careful about that.
All right, there are blogs in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com that we follow that normally are postings from the PetShow.com, Warren Eckstein's website. Here's a story of a lady who gave $2.5 million in her will to take care of her dog. And one would wonder how far, you hear these stories once in a while, Zsa Zsa Gabor had how much money set aside for her dogs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is this the largest you've ever seen in one of these?
No, there's been larger, but usually they're brought down. But let me be honest with you. In my will, I have a trust set up for my pets if something were to happen to me and Denise. There's a trust set up for them.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, they're not going to get a lot, but they're getting whatever I have. I think it's an okay idea. I don't think that anyone has the right to tell someone else what to do with their money. And if they want that money to go to take care of their dog, as long as the dog is alive, $2 million. What's her name? The Queen of Mean from New York City. What did she leave a dog? I think she was like 17.
Oh, Leona Helmsley, wasn't
it? Yeah, she left billions there. Yeah. So, I, you know, a lot of people joke about that. It's a stupid idea. I have a trust set up, so there's someone that's going to take care of my pets.
You told me I was the beneficiary of your trust.
You want to be. You got a piece of bubble gum and a Snickers bar. Literally, I do. I have someone set up as a trustee until my dogs move on, and then the rest of the money goes to charities.
One of the other things you blogged about is how to introduce a second pet to your first pet. If you have a dog and you want to bring another one in to the family, how do you do that?
Well, you know, I wrote extensively on first pet psychology, and it's real important. It's different with dogs and cats. If you're introducing one dog to another dog, you never want to introduce the two dogs where one of the dog lives. Otherwise, the dogs can be possessive. Just think about a guy coming into the garage and using your tools. So introduce them on neutral territory. That's really important. When it comes to introducing cats one to another, cats recognize each other more by scent than anything else. So scent swapping. Rub a towel on one cat, let the other cat live with it, vice versa, and everyone will get along just fine.
And live happily ever after.
There you go.
There's the prescription from Warren Eckstein.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now, that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.